You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Valentine's Day brings up a special time of year. It's a time of year when the Vagina Monologues is often performed and talk of women's empowerment and awareness becomes much more prevalent in some areas. That's especially true in Carbondale coming up later this month as the Vagina Monologues will be performed at the Varsity. That's coming up February 15th and 16th. To talk about that, we have Emily Haymans-Cook, who is an actor and a director in the performance coming up this month, and Rachel Brenningmeyer, who is a prevention educator for the Women's Center. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
A lot of people have probably heard of the Vagina Monologues. They probably know a little bit about the movement, but I wonder if we could kind of start there. What is this all about?
Okay, Emily here. So the Vagina Monologues started in 1994 when Eve Ensler interviewed about 100 women in New York and around that area. And she collected their stories into a set of monologues called the Vagina Monologues. And eventually it has just morphed into this global movement that is working to end violence against women. So every year around the world, groups of women come together and put on the show. It's royalty free if you agree to donate 100% of your profits to causes that fight violence against women. So, and I've been involved with it. This will be my 10th time this year, so I'm very passionate about it.
And Rachel, that's right up the Women's Center's alley. You talk about violence against women and protecting women from that type of violence, educating people about what this is. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. We not only help survivors of domestic violence, sexual violence, we also go out and we educate the community about it. So this definitely is right up our alley.
I know when people have seen the performance in the past, I've heard them say things like, "Oh my gosh, that's me." Or, "Wow, I'm really surprised that I connected to one or more of the stories that are presented." How common is that?
It is very common. And even being in the show is a very empowering experience for people. I first performed in it my freshman year of college in the ancient days of the early 2000s. And so when I did it, it was just very empowering. And then I think it was the second year I did it, people remembered me from the show. They'd come up to me. And once a woman came up to me in a bar, like months after the show, and said that my monologue, the little coochie snorcher that could, inspired her to get treatment for the sexual abuse she suffered as a child. And that was really when I knew. I was like, okay, this show is very important. It has a big impact. We have to keep doing it.
How much has the Me Too movement changed how this is performed or how it's perceived, if at all?
Well, usually every year there is a spotlight monologue that is added to the arrangement of monologues in the show. So every year the show is a little different. So if you've seen it before, definitely still come and see it. But this year, Eve did not do that. So when I did this in 2017, I believe, she had added a monologue that really spoke to the Me Too movement. And she made it very focused on that this year because our world is in such a state of disarray and our country is not always kind to women. She has just decided to not have a spotlight because the spotlight is once again just women in general. And she wants us to keep all the profits local as opposed to donating 10% to the Global V-Day Fund, which is the typical breakdown of the proceeds. So she wants us to keep it local and hopefully that will have a bigger impact globally.
Rachel, let's talk about a local level. Is there a commonality or something that you see locally in Southern Illinois or in this quad state region in terms of domestic violence or things that people should be aware of?
Absolutely. It's incredibly prevalent. I mean, not only do we have domestic violence, sexual violence, I mean, we also have trafficking that affects the area as well. I think the monologues are so powerful because these are issues that women speak in hushed tones about. These are issues that we even see in our clients don't dare say out loud until they come to our center and can actually get that off of their chest. So it's very, very prevalent. It definitely speaks to people we see all the time, not only in our center, but in our community as well.
The Vagina Monologues, coming up February 15th and 16th at the Varsity in Carbondale. Two performances each day at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. You can learn more about the movement at vday.org. You can learn more about the Women's Center at the Women's Center, that's ctr.org. You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.